Welcome back to the Life Beat Podcast. I am your host, Danny Earl, and it's just me today. I'm doing a solo mission, so for your sake, I will keep this episode short. First, before we get into our main topic, I just want to say Merry Christmas from all of us here at Right to Life of Michigan. We are super excited to celebrate this time with family and friends, gathering together, having good food, good drinks, enjoying opening presents, and really just celebrating being together, enjoying the time together, recognizing what the season is really about. Because as great as it is to open presents and get in your pajamas, the real reason for the season is the birth of Jesus as our Savior. He was sent down from His Heavenly Father to join us here on this world. He came down from His heavenly throne, became man, so that He could die for our sins, showing mercy for us, that if we choose to follow Him, that we may find eternal life with Him in heaven. And there's really no greater gift than that. So I just want to share with you some lyrics from a song. To give credit where credit is due, this was shown to me by our director of operations, Ken Stoltz, who many of you may know from the Faith podcasts. It's a song called How Many Kings by the band Downwear. And the chorus goes, "How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? How many fathers gave up their sons for me?" And that really just captures the essence of what Christmas is really about, that Jesus came down for us. God loves us so much that He sent His one and only Son to die for us so that we can join Him in heaven. Just really incredible to think about that no matter where you are in your life, maybe you feel like you are at a great place, maybe you feel like things aren't going so well for you, it's encouraging to know that God cares for you no matter what. And that will always be shown by the image of Jesus on the cross, dying for us so that we may experience eternal life. So as you go forward this Christmas, getting together with everyone, just reflect on that. That's something that I'm going to try to do a lot more this year, to just think about all the graces and blessings in my life, all the things I should be grateful for, because we have an all-powerful, all-loving God who takes care of us and provides for us. Something that I am very grateful for is working here at a place like Right to Life of Michigan. I know that many of our listeners are involved with Right to Life of Michigan or other pro-life agencies. And while sometimes it doesn't always feel like a winning battle, there's comfort in knowing that the work that we're putting in is for a cause greater than us. I know a lot of people here at the office think that a lot of our volunteers, our donors, the reason we have such a great support system is because people realize that the true joy of life is helping others, giving what we can to assist those who cannot help themselves. And in this case, at Right to Life of Michigan, that's the unborn, the disabled, the elderly, anyone targeted by abortion or physician-assisted suicide. It really is a blessing to be a part of such an incredible community of pro-lifers that are very selfless. They are willing to put the needs of others before their own. And one way that we see this throughout the entire year is through our donors. We have an incredibly generous network of donors. To those of you listening who have donated to us in the past, we thank you so much for your contributions. We could not do what we do without you. We are a nonprofit. We don't receive the kind of funding that other businesses do. We rely so heavily on these donations coming in, and year after year, no matter the hardships, people continue to provide us with their financial support. It's been a rough couple of years with finances. We have seen the price of groceries go up, the price of gas, the housing market. All these things are becoming more expensive, and people continue to give. They recognize the importance of not giving up. Here in Michigan, due to the passing of Proposal 3 in 2022, it is legal for a woman to receive an abortion at any point of her pregnancy for whatever reason. We could have called it quits. Everyone in the pro-life movement could have said, hey, we've lost, let's forget about it. But it's incredible the kind of fire that stoked in people, and it showed a newfound passion that, sure, it's a new obstacle that we have to overcome, but it's one that we're confident we can. Roe v. Wade was the law of the land for 50 years, and that was overturned. So we're really grateful for everyone who has stuck with us through the good times and the bad, and we pray that you continue to stay with us. We appreciate your support, and to show our appreciation for that support, we are currently in our end-of-year match. The title for this year's match is Support Women in Life, The Other Choice. Life, The Other Choice is our new messaging here at Right to Life of Michigan. It highlights the fact that although a woman has the legal quote-unquote right to choose abortion for her child, we want to offer life as a much more hopeful and courageous choice for her, because the choice ultimately lies in the hands of the mother. It is up to her to decide if she wants to listen to the very pro-abortion majority that is out there, or to our messaging. She can see that there are people out there who are going to support her should she want to choose life for her child. We have seen in studies that over half of women who received an abortion feel like they would have chosen life if they felt that they had the support to do so. So that is why we push so heavily to let these women know that they do have that support. There are over 100 pregnancy resource centers in Michigan. There are tons across the United States for those of you who listen in from other states. There are so many places out there that are willing to help women because they see the importance of life. They see that the unborn child has as much right to life as the rest of us, and they are willing to sacrifice time, talent, and treasure to let women know that they can choose life for their child. We have a lot of work to do in our state, both legally and in the sense of changing hearts and minds in our communities. We have already engaged in a two-phase campaign in which we air our Life the Other Choice ads. These ads are meant to target women going through an unexpected pregnancy who feel like abortion is their only option. We want to offer them the pregnancy help hotline so that they can get in contact with them and be set up with a local pregnancy resource center, which offers diapers, it offers classes on how to strap in a car seat or make food for a baby. Things that we may not realize a woman going through an unexpected pregnancy who feels like she is alone may not feel she has the capacity to tackle tasks like this on her own. But there are people out there willing to provide help, support, education, so that they feel equipped to take on this beautiful new part of their life, and that is having a child. In the year ahead, we have a lot of work to do in our educational efforts. We want to reach deeper into our communities with this life-saving message. We want to relaunch these ads in the new year. We want to work to develop new educational materials that we can reach women with the facts about abortion and options that exist, which is extremely important because in Michigan, there is currently a preliminary injunction over the 24-hour waiting period and informed consent law. A woman can go into an abortion clinic and receive an abortion that day without having to wait 24 hours to think on it, which is pretty common for every other medical procedure. And they also do not have to be given the risks associated, which we know the risks are high. There are so many mental and physical risks associated with getting an abortion, but right now, women don't have to be told that. So that is why we are really pushing to get these educational materials out there to let women know who are in the midst of this very important decision that an abortion is not as easy as the pro-abortion side makes it seem. It is not a freeing choice. There are consequences that come from it, and we are working to let these women know what those consequences are. We also want to expand our reach into colleges, universities, high schools. These places are now a hotbed for pro-abortion propaganda. There is a heavy, heavy push from the pro-abortion side to expand access, expand their base of people who believe that abortion should be a right. It is so important now more than ever that we reach into these communities with our life-affirming message, letting these women and even the men know that life is a beautiful, courageous choice that they have the support to make. We also want to invest more in our digital efforts. That's where people are right now. People are online, on social media. That's where a lot of people get their news. So we are looking to increase our reach in that digital space, reaching women right where they are. All of this takes money, which is why we are doing this end of year match. People have given us so much in the past. It keeps our efforts alive, and to honor that, from now until the end of the year, December 31st, we are going to be matching 100% of all tax-deductible donations given to the Right to Life of Michigan Educational Fund. We want to let our donors know that we appreciate their sacrifice. We see that they are giving money in times that money is tight, and we have incredible donors that are willing to help us with this match. So in this season of giving, we implore you, if you have the financial capacity, to assist us in our mission of reaching further into our communities with our educational efforts to change hearts and minds, letting women know where they're at, that they have the support to choose a life for their child. That is all the time we have for today. Again, it's a shorter episode. I know that a lot of you are going to be traveling soon, so we pray that you make it to your location safely, especially with this snow that just came. It's nice that we might actually have a white Christmas, but that does come with some danger on the road, so drive carefully. We pray that you're able to get together with your friends and your family in this joyful time of year, really celebrating what an incredible year 2024 was. Our next episode won't be until the new year, so we will talk to you next year in 2025. Again, until then, just have a very Merry Christmas season. We won't talk to you until after Hanukkah, so Happy Hanukkah. And we just wish many blessings upon you and your family. Thank you for your contributions to Right to Life of Michigan, both now, the past, and the future. And we'll talk to you next time. Take care.